All right, good morning. 61 degrees, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hope you had a good weekend. I made it out to Whispering Oaks in Willard on Saturday night. So, went solo, kind of, it was one of those things I kind of wrestled with it. It's an hour there and an hour back, and so I did get there. It's sort of like Field of Dreams meets contemporary Christian music. So, you know, instead of, if you know Field of Dreams, the Kevin Costner movie, instead of kind of a baseball field built somewhere in Iowa, build it and they will come. Well, this was Build the Stage Productions, and they will come. And again, it was the Acoustic Storytime Tour, Jason Gray, Chris August, and Rachel Lampa, and it was really good. I only stayed till intermission, so hey, friends, tell me what I missed after that, 715-396-1670. If you went to Amy Grant last night at the Pablo Center, give me your concert review on that. Same number, 715-396-1670. But, yeah, some good stuff. Rachel, I took some notes. Rachel Lampa, Jason Gray, just so genuine, sincere, real. I mean, it's just his, who he is comes through. And just as a person, the sharing, his songs, and Chris August, too. I didn't know. He's, the last 6 years, largely been writing country music, including a hit song for Keith Urban. And so, yeah, it's great. Maker of My Heart from him. So, anyhow, really good stuff. And maybe I'll share more here as the morning unfolds. Also, yes, yesterday, football, disappointment for the Packers. In terms of the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service, I did listen to what Erica Kirk had to say. Very powerful in terms of forgiving his assassin. Wow. And my friend Max Ramsey, who pastors and leads an outreach to the poor in Milwaukee, posting that on his Facebook page today as well. So the Charlie Kirk Show continues posthumously on our sister station, WOGO, FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Weekdays 11 to 1, including today. Today in history, the year was 1964.
If I were a rich man,
yeah, in New York, the musical Fiddler on the Roof, starring Zero Mostel, opened on Broadway. Also in 1989.
God bless America.
Yeah, in New York, songwriter Irving Berlin died at the age of 101. Among his songs, I think you know him, God Bless America, There's No Business Like Show Business, and White Christmas. He did okay. He did okay. All right, well, let's see. A devotional thought this morning, and then we'll end it. We'll leave you laughing with some Jim Gaffigan thoughts on fall, as fall officially arrives at 1:19 today. But, yeah, from 365promises.com, the promise of the day, we'll give it to you early. You early risers don't have to wait till after birthdays. It's, I will give you a peaceful sleep surrounded by safety. And Barry Adams says, many things in this world cause us to be afraid and to not feel at peace. As a result, many people struggle with sleep at night because they have numerous anxious thoughts circulating in their minds. Jesus was able to sleep on boats amid storms. He is the Prince of Peace and promised to give us his peace. In John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Barry says, Jesus' encouragement to us today is to not be afraid. He will make us lie down in peace and have a restful sleep surrounded by his abiding sense of safety. For all those who struggle with getting a good night's sleep, Barry says, I pray that this promise will become a tangible reality for you today. May you go to sleep tonight without dreading a night of tossing and turning. May the tangible presence of the Prince of Peace surround and envelop you with his love so that you can feel truly safe and have the best sleep of your life. And if MyPillow can help, make sure you use the promo code WWIB. All right, Jim Gaffigan, some thoughts on fall. We can tell you that autumn begins in our hemisphere at 1:19 this afternoon Central Time, marking the autumnal equinox. This is the moment the center of the sun crosses the plane of Earth's equator, resulting in approximately equal hours of day and night. Knowing that, Jim Gaffigan offers some thoughts on fall here on the WIB Wake Up Show, if I can find it. I had it here this morning, and here it is, Jim Gaffigan.
People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, oh, it's so beautiful the way the leaves die. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves' hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? You monsters! You're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire. The poor leaves, all they know is spring and summer. And then in October, they're like, where's everyone going? Early in November, you always see a couple leaves hanging on. They're like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through winter. Me and my buddy Carl, right, Carl? Carl.
Weekend recap, WWIB. Got in the kitchen a bit Friday night and made some ground turkey zucchini skillet. Finished off the last of the zucchini I had. And then also, for the first time, a cottage cheese banana bread. So three straight breads I've made without sugar. So with some walnuts. And so thanks to those who gave some positive thumbs up on that. Enjoyed it. And then also caught a little bit of UW Eau Claire beating UW-Whitewater in women's volleyball at the Sonntag Center, part of a record-setting crowd. They were trying to pack in their volleyball, certainly on the rise these days. And then Saturday did make it out to Whispering Oaks for the first time. We've talked about it so much, I felt like I got to get there. Jason Gray, Chris August, Rachel Lampa, and so it was great to be on hand. And had the pulled pork and brisket sandwich. You got to try that, because then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you get Doritos and you get a pop and you get dessert. And so they take care of you there. And some small groups in church yesterday made a disappointing Packer game and Badger game. But, hey, the Brewers won the division.
Yeah, so we'll take the positive out of that. Well, my weekend started Friday night broadcasting high school football, as I so often do on our sister station WOGO and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. But kind of the fun thing was, there were a lot of family members in the stands, including my brother Josh from St. Cloud, Minnesota. A lot of family coming down from Rice Lake because it was Chippewa Falls against Rice Lake. So I got to broadcast a game where little brother Will was playing, and he plays tight end, wide receiver, and safety. And they threw the ball, I think, four or five times the entire game. Rice Lake doesn't throw the ball a lot, but they threw the ball Will's direction three times. He caught all three. One was a touchdown, one was a two-point conversion, one was a very long first down. So it seems like Coach Hill, when you throw the ball to number 11, good things happen. So just putting that out there. But that was fun, being able to catch up with family after the game. And then, you know what? It was a very late night when we've added video to our broadcast. A lot of things need to be done. So very, very late night. Got home around 1:30 in the morning. Then got up at 4:30, got my run in, and then had to be over to McDonald High School by 6:45 to start setting up for all-day volleyball and broadcast five different volleyball matches. There were six teams at McDonald. Five of the six were state-ranked. McDonald went 5-0 on the day.
Wow.
So congratulations, Coach Hansen and the ladies. They did a great job. Great to catch up with a McDonald alum. Kendall Heffler joined me all day, and so we had a good time. Carter Jagger was our video producer, so that was a lot of fun. So all of that, sports. You know how much I love sports, but I think, Calvo, the highlight of the weekend because the Packers lost, but was seeing six young people take the step of baptism in Rice Lake, the actual Rice Lake, after church. Thankfully, the weather was good, but just to see, early teens for most of these young people at church, and to see them give their testimony and say, I want to stand boldly for Jesus Christ. And so that was honestly the highlight of my weekend, was hearing their testimonies and seeing the baptism. And thank you to the Johnsons for having us over for that Packer game. The food was great. The company was great. Game, not what we would have hoped, but still, it was a good weekend, and ready to get going again.
Welcome to the family of God. Well, it says in Proverbs, faithful are the wounds of a friend, and we've got some hard truth to bring to America's cats.
Let's just get the headline out there. Half of all cats are too fat.
Now,
not
half
pulling
of,
any punches with that headline.
Now, half of you are fine, but the other half, yeah, America has a fat cat epidemic.
Thanks, Garfield. A study from the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine found that more than 50% of the nation's kitties are overweight, or obese.
Yeah, the extra weight may mean extra fluff and cuteness, but it'll also mean additional health problems.
I don't know. Ember's at our house will have to. Honestly, I feel like she moves around enough that she's probably doing all right. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What half is she on? The overweight half or the okay half?
When it comes to overweight dogs, Athena, our mini Aussie Shepherd, we've had to cut back a little bit. She was tipping the scales a little bit too big of a number, but I'll tell you what, she's always hungry.
I have to say, Arlo, kind of the same thing, too. I mean, he seems okay, but, yeah, he lives a pretty good life, lives indoors, and gets fed plenty, and so, he's a big boy, but I think he's trimmed up a little bit since we realized, hey, maybe don't need to feed him that much that often.
But the dog's getting a break today. The headline, half of all cats are just too plump.
I mean, the kitty treadmill, I guess.
Well, if you're from the Chippewa Valley, the names Susan and Jeffrey Bergman may ring a bell to you. They now more recently have made headlines for their inspiring teamwork in cross country.
And see, this is interesting because we have a service that shares stories from all across the country, all across the world. And it kind of caught our eye last week when we were seeing this one, Havel, that said Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, on something that truly has worldwide news and information.
Yeah, it turns out that Susan pushed Jeffrey, who has cerebral palsy, pushed him in a wheelchair during her high school race.
And that we, I believe, have talked about them on this show before, too, and made a lot of headlines all throughout Wisconsin, at least, because of this bond, this brother and sister. Now, recently, both Susan and Jeffrey Bergman graduated from Chi High, with Susan now a freshman cross-country runner at St. Mary's University of Minnesota in Winona, which, ironically, is where my brother-in-law went. She's studying to be a physician's assistant. Instead of running alongside Jeffrey, she now runs in his honor.
Jeffrey continues to race as well. This spring, he completed the Boston Marathon with their father, and he's set to take part in the Chicago Marathon next month.
Incredible. Susan took on the challenge of pushing Jeffrey in his wheelchair because she was inspired by their parents, who are also distance runners.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, known as the WIAA, allowed Susan and Jeffrey to race together, but they did not compete officially, meaning their times weren't recorded.
But very neat, again, that bond between brother and sister, and a local story making headlines all across the country, maybe even across the world. Susan and Jeffrey Bergman from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
There you go. Well, Caleb, I'm the oldest, and you're the second oldest, but I know Focus in the Family has done some shows. They've certainly done shows on oldest and things, but what about the middle kids?
I was a middle child for a short amount of time. Now, I'm second of nine, but between Stevie and Josh, I was a middle child for a bit, so I can relate, sure.
Okay. All right, well, the encouragement this morning, middle children, embrace your unique strengths. Middle kids, it's time for some well-deserved recognition. Researchers say a middle's place in the family gives them unique traits that shape them into independent, creative, and fair-minded individuals. The researchers say middles should celebrate for a number of reasons.
So here are the reasons. One of them, they say family sizes are getting smaller overall. The typical family now often has just two kids, meaning middle children are less common. Their diminishing numbers make them special as they bring balance and harmony, they say.
And that would seem to mean fewer middle kids, right, if there's only two. Yeah. Middles often mediate sibling disputes, honing their skills in fairness and equality. That's huge. They naturally gravitate toward leadership roles, with many U.S. presidents, including JFK and Abe Lincoln, being middle kids.
This is interesting. I don't know how the algorithm knows this, but I see this guy on my Facebook reels all the time, and he plays the oldest, the middle, and the youngest child, and it really is hilarious. Okay. Just the different ways that they're parented and the different personalities. But this is specifically about middle children. They say middles value cooperation, work diligently in teams, encouraging others to contribute as well. Their loyalty extends to their romantic relationships as well, they say. Loyal middle children.
And finally, though they might receive a little bit less attention, this allows middles to explore their own interests, nurturing their creativity and independence.
Well, speaking of middle children, honestly, I'm trying to remember which one is the middle child, if it's Madison, but the sibling trio of Kane, there obviously is a middle child there, and they do a lot of great work together. This is called Friend in Jesus on WWIB, where we are family.